Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, January 14th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The Broadway-bound Just in Time has announced two new cast members. The Bobby Darin bio musical will feature Gracie Lawrence as Connie Francis, one of Darin's great loves, and Emily Burgle as both Nina Casado and Mary Duvon, Darin's mother and mother-in-law. Lawrence, the co-lead singer of the music group Lawrence, last appeared on Broadway in a short-lived 2009 revival of Brighton Beach Memoirs. She can currently be seen as Casey in season 3 of the hit Max series The Sex Lives of College Girls. Burgle was last seen as June Levant in Goodnight Oscar, earning a 2023 Drama Desk nomination for her performance. The two of them join a principal cast that also includes Jonathan Groff as Darin, Joe Barbara, Michelle Pock, Lance Roberts, and Cesar Samayoa. Just in Time begins previews March 28th. Opening night is April 23rd at the Circle in the Square Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, January 12th. The main stem got a hard dose of reality last week. Total gross tumbled by nearly 29% as the holidays have concluded and the lower-grossing winter months are now underway. Among the standouts, All In Comedy About Love was one of Broadway's top five grossing shows last week, taking in close to $1,670,000. Running through February 16th at the Hudson, the show features rotating casts of four reading short stories by Simon Rich. Last week featured John Mulaney, Chloe Fineman, Richard Kind, and Fred Armisen. Starting today and for the next 2 weeks, the lineup features Lin-Manuel Miranda, Adi Bryant, Nick Kroll, and Andrew Rannells. Stereophonic punctuated a successful Broadway run on Sunday, hitting seven figures one more time in its final week at the John Golden. It was the second highest gross of its twice-extended, Tony-winning limited run. A national tour and West End engagement will follow later in 2025. In its first full week in New York, English took in $238,617 over seven previews at the Todd Hames. Opening night is January 23rd. Hadestown played to sellout houses at the Walter Kerr as Jordan Fisher, Maya Rafico, and Philip Boykin played their final performances together. New cast members Carlos Valdez, Haley Kilgore, and Tom Hewitt start tonight. And some history was made this week. Hamilton became just the fourth show in Broadway history to surpass $1 billion in overall gross. They are celebrating their 10th anniversary at the Richard Rogers Theater this year, and they remain one of Broadway's top grossing shows each week. Despite the fact that 22 out of the 30 running shows last week reported a decrease in their box office, that same number also played host to at least 90% capacity houses. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.